Chapter 4. A Cold, Dark Night. I wanted to be far away from this cold, dark place. I wanted to be at home.
Baxton stopped. "That's my story," he said. "Do you believe me?" I didn't believe it, but I didn't say that to Paxton. "You believe it," I answered, "and that's the important thing." But then I remembered the shadow near the door to our hotel room. "What can I do now?" Paxton asked. I looked at Long, then at Paxton. "Okay," I said. "We're going to help you. We're going to come with you and put the crown back in its place under the ground. Let's go." Paxton smiled. But it wasn't a very happy smile. "Thank you. Thank you," he said. He went to his room. I looked at the window. It was a dark night. Long and I put on our coats and went to the hotel door. Paxton was there in front of the hotel. He had the black bag and the spade in his hands. It was cold, and we walked quickly. We walked near the church. I put my head down and didn't look up. I didn't want to see the gravestone of William Agers that night. "Are we near the place?" Long asked. "My friend Henry Long likes walking, but he doesn't usually walk very quickly." "Yes," Paxton answered. Suddenly, I looked left. "What's that?" I said. "What did you see?" Long asked. "There's a man. He's watching us from those trees. I know it." We looked and looked at the trees. There wasn't a man there now. But I was afraid. What did I see? Was it Paxton's shadow? Perhaps his story wasn't wrong. I didn't like this. "Let's be quick," Paxton said. "The shadow knows about us. He's watching us." We arrived at the hill. Paxton didn't wait. He started to work with the spade. Long and I only watched. "Can I help now?" I said to Paxton. But he didn't stop. "This is my job," he said. Then he said to us, "Give it to me." We put the bag on the ground near him, but we didn't open it. Paxton did that. I looked at the crown for the last time in Paxton's hands. He finished the job quickly. "Is it in the ground?" I asked him. Yes. I smiled. But Paxton didn't smile. Let's go back to the hotel, Long said. It's very late, and our beds are waiting for us. We started to walk down the hill. Suddenly, Long said, Remember your coat, Paxton. It's up on the hill. I looked up the hill behind us. Long was right. Paxton's long, dark coat was there on the ground. But our new friend didn't move. What's wrong, Paxton? I asked. His face was white. His mouth moved, but he didn't talk. Are you okay? Long asked. I didn't bring my coat, Paxton said. It's in my hotel room. The dark thing on the hill wasn't his coat. But what was it? I looked again. It wasn't there now. We went down the hill very quickly. We didn't talk. We only listened to the noise of the sea. Sometimes I looked behind us. Was that a shadow behind the trees? Did a shadow move in the church garden? Was there a dark shadow behind the gravestones? I didn't know, and I didn't want to know. I wanted to be in my bed. No, I wanted to be far away from this cold, dark place. I wanted to be at home. We arrived at the hotel at 12 o'clock. A hotel worker opened the door for us. He looked at the three of us. It's a cold night, he said. I was afraid. But I smiled. Yes, it is. The hotel worker looked up the road behind us. Did you meet any people on the road? He asked. No, Paxton said. We were the only people in Zebra. But there was a man behind you, the hotel worker said. Paxton looked back into the night with big eyes. The shadow wasn't there now. The three of us went to our room. Paxton went to the window. It's okay now, I said to him. The crown is in its place again. You're not in danger now. Paxton's eyes stayed on the night. Perhaps, he said. He went to the door. He said, Thank you, to Long and me. And then he went to his room. Good night, I said. Sleep well.